100 Word Stories.
This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so we've got ourselves a weekly challenge. It's Sunday. Hey, weekly challenge day. I don't know what else Sunday is known for. I post the topic, you come up with a story, maybe you've heard of it. Well, the topic this week was Monster, which is a perfect topic for July and not, say, oh, I don't know, Halloween. Just, who schedules these things? Oh, wait, it's me. We got a whole bunch of stories, and Jeffrey, Tom, Charlie, okay, so it looks like Tom is taking a little break. He sent a whole bunch of stories. John, if you're listening, I don't have the audio for yours. I'm going to look through the spam filter, but I don't think it's there. So that's okay. That's all right. Or maybe Tom included. I'll figure it out. But if they aren't in here and you listen, hey, you got to listen, just let me know. Hey, it's okay. And you'll get featured in, you know, individual things. Because if you're running late, just put up, send it in. I'll put your story up on the feed in a separate post. So let's see. Jeffrey, Tom, Charlie, Richard, got the text from John, Serendipity, Tura, Lizzie, Leanna, and wait, did Leanna send one in for her? But no, there is one there. I guess they tried it and went, oh, I don't know. I don't think he's weird. Norval Joe and Planet Z. Is that it? Okay. Now, if you think that isn't enough, and you're listening to this, there should be more. Well, and you think, well, I can do better than that. Well, give it a try. But for now, let's just listen to the stories, and I'll get back to the other part later.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. Also, I'm rewriting The Price of Friendship 1 and putting the chapters up on Wattpad as I do it. So if you're interested in beta reading some chapters for me as I rewrite the first book of my Price of Friendship trilogy, find me on Wattpad, Philip Norval Joe Carroll or something like that. Anyway, here's my story. Frankenstein was not the monster. He was a scientist, a doctor, who got caught up in the furor of his era. Everyone back then was trying to find an elixir of life, a universal solvent, and a cure for warts. Vivisection, grave robbing, and reanimating the dead was just something a guy did to gain a foothold in the scientific community. The creature that Frankenstein created wasn't a monster either. He was just multiple victims of circumstance, all rolled into one big guy. The real monster is the liberal news media casting a negative slant on good old-fashioned science. Thanks for listening. Hope you feel better, Muncie. Stay on your party bus. We'll see you next week.
Marcel was a monster. His idea of fun was to play practical jokes on everyone. His jokes were cruel and someone usually got hurt physically or emotionally. Sometimes his jokes backfired, but never enough to discourage him from playing another joke on someone. He would draw a full ounce of super glue into a syringe, and shoot it into someone's car door lock or between the driver's window and the rubber gasket so the mechanism would cease to open the window. He was caught by a Samoan wrestler while vandalizing his Mercedes. An ounce of glue went up Marcel's stern. 2. The monster that dwelled inside demanded sugar and electricity. Cold maple syrup drenched a frozen banana, eaten with a fork. This was embellished by hooking wires from the socket to clamps affixed to a metal tub with an inch of water in it. The monster insisted that he step into the tub for as long as he could control his spasms, and then lie on the kitchen floor and abuse himself. Lamont started the day like this. Every day. He lived a long life, friendless and detached until he visited the coffee house where he was the life of the party.
Howdy ho, everyone. Leanna here for another 100 Word Story Challenge. I'm weirdly out of touch with even listening, so I haven't heard the beautiful, entertaining stories that I know you guys have done the last few weeks. But I will get caught up. For this week's challenge number 587, I have the following story titled, Roadkill. The third run at the Monster Truck Rally was Albert's time to shine. He bolted into the muddy arena, weaving among the moving vehicles. Filth splashed, Albert flailed his arms and roared to get the crowd's attention. For several minutes, he danced with danger, dashing and dodging until his foot slipped. Albert fell. Big Bertha rolled a tire over him. The crowd voiced their horror and watched with morbid fascination as Bertha slowly backed up to reveal Albert's corpse. But the rail-thin man popped right up, already shouting his persona.
Flatjack available for parties, pranks, and general shocks!
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a good week. This is Lizzie, and here's my story. The slightly cross-eyed doll sat on the floor, her head rotating, while a toy train inexplicably hovered nearby. No child was in sight, and no one could tell who the doll belonged to. They had paid a big chunk of money, and everyone was fine with a bit of mystery. When the monster jumped from behind a door, the guide screamed, "Run!" and they all laughed nervously instead. The guide later told the media that he did try to warn them. The slightly cross-eyed doll still sits on the floor, her head rotating, while a toy train inexplicably hovers nearby. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. People call her a monster. But Brian Tronzo's music, in the movie telling the Aline Wuornos story, is breathtakingly beautiful. I listen to it as I drift off to sleep at night. It helps me relax. And it inspires me. It plays quietly, in the background, as I plan my own killing spree. Not because I'm a monster. Far from it. I seek beauty and peace from life, just like the music, as it fills my thoughts. My only wish is for Tronzo to write an equally beautiful soundtrack when they make the movie of my own life.
Good morning, this is Richard. Hope you're all well. This is my story on the topic of monster, and it's called Bedtime. As a child, I was a terror. My parents despaired they would ever control my behaviour. Eventually, they turned to cruel and inhuman means to get me to toe the line. They told me that I really should be afraid of the dark, and the bogeyman was actively looking for me. They warned me the monster under the bed was real, and he wanted to trap me and kill me. All attempts to get me into bed at night and keep me there. What they didn't know was that the monster under the bed was absolutely terrified of me. There you go. That's my story. I'm all done. Speak to you next time. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Greetings from Canada. My story tonight is called Not Tough Enough. A long time ago, in a movie theater far, far away, I sat with my friend to view the second Alien film. We laughed. How much scarier could it be than the acid-dripping, face-grabbing, chest-erupting original monster? Well, so said the seasoned boomer moviegoers. There's a scene when the baddie has trapped Ripley and a little girl in a med lab, released the infant alien on wheels, who screams around the floor. I like to say we calmly remained in our seats, snickering. No, we screamed, and fully jumped off the floor into our seats. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Toro Bazzino here with a story on the subject, Monster. Anna burst in and screamed, "There's an alien monster on board!" As captain, I knew exactly what to do. "Jenkins," I said to the most annoying crew member, "investigate the mysterious noises in the sewer line on deck 27. Metal Man, I call our synthetic person that to annoy it, secretly work against us. Everyone else, split up and wander into dark corners to get picked off one by one. Of course, the monster would get me at some point, because war is hell, but in the end Ripley would succeed in blasting it into space. What could go wrong?"
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 587 on the topic of Monster. My story today is called Deceptive Advertising. I eyed the can with suspicion. Monster, the can read. Energy drink. That was my goal. I wanted to be a real monster, scaring the living daylights out of people, and not be responsible for my actions. I popped the can open and chugged it down. And waited. And waited. I felt jittery, but nothing more. How disappointing. I swallowed the contents of the second can and felt dizzy. Too much caffeine, for sure, but I felt no more monstrous than before. I looked in the mirror. Scales, a forked tongue, a barbed tail. Sure, I looked good. I looked the part. But I really couldn't muster any rage. I considered myself a failure to my family. The company was getting a nasty letter for its deceptive advertising. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that the Universal Monster movies represent different stages of life. Frankenstein represents our youth, because he is so innocent and fresh, until he throws a tantrum. The Wolfman represents our adolescence, with hair growing out of weird, unexpected places, and unusual appetites. Dracula represents the cool, suave sex god we all wish to be in our adulthood. And the Mummy represents the slow, creepy horror of death approaching. All the Bride and Son movies represent family obligations. And then there's the Abbott and Costello meat movies. They represent the need to do shameful things for a paycheck.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Monster. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com is the website. You'll see all the text of the stories, links to people's sites that have given them to me.
Otherwise, I want to be kept a secret. I don't want anyone knowing that I'm writing these things.
That's okay. That's all right. Some of us are ashamed of you as well. No, really. If you're looking for lessons on how not to podcast, I just write me a note. I'll just say, do everything that I do, only backwards and heels. What's the next topic? It's a pick two. Go to the website once again, one a day until the day I died. Whoa, I'm losing my voice. You know where all that is by now. There have been almost 600 of these weekly challenges. There are almost 500 stories up on the feed. You're just now learning about it, really? Oh, okay, good. Well, welcome. Hi, how are you doing? Here, let me pull up a chair. Let me sacrifice everything and all of my friends and all my listeners just to cater to you. I'm such a dick. Thank you very much for being a dick, and then I thank you. Thank you very much for being a part of this whole experience. And I hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, keep it brief.
Yo, Cletus. What is it, Buford? There's something wrong with the sun again. What do you mean, something wrong with the sun? Well, it's, I don't know, it's kind of green. Yeah, let me look up there. It looks kind of green to me, too. You see, what's wrong with the green sun? I'm not sure, but it's probably going to mess with its APAC appliance. Okay, all right, well, also, all the solar panels out there are probably not going to charge up, so you better fire up the windmill. Okay, and by the way, I think the moonshine is off. What was it? I found an alligator in there. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just, you know, put it in the bottle and charge twice as much.
These are things that go through my head when I'm in the bathroom.